The League of Conservation Voters recently gave President Bush an F on its environmental report card. That's the first failing grade for a president in the league's 34-year history. League official Deb Callahan says from her group's previous outreach efforts in Wisconsin, especially during the Feingold-Newman Senate race in 1998, it's clear many Wisconsin residents care a great deal about the environment and politics.
A, it's a state that has a beautiful environment. People want to keep it that way, and there are issues to talk about, and frankly, there are things this federal government's been doing lately around Wisconsin environment that we think will really motivate voters.
Callahan says the Bush administration has come up short on a mercury reduction package and is favoring utilities on a program called New Source Review. She says LCV will spend at least $800,000 on field organizing and get out the vote efforts in Wisconsin. Included are plans to work with students on 6 UW campuses and at Ripon College. But Republican National Committee spokesperson Scott Hoganson says Wisconsin voters should like President Bush's environmental record.
People who enjoy Wisconsin's many lakes, for instance, should take great heart in the president's Clear Skies initiative, which would cut sulfur dioxide emissions by 73%. That sulfur dioxide is a huge cause of acid rain, which causes huge problems to anglers.
Hoganson also says the president's Healthy Forests initiative makes Wisconsin forests less at risk of a fire. The League of Conservation Voters has not endorsed a Democratic candidate, but says all of them have a better environmental record than George W. Bush. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.